Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood, Tony. How does that sound?
Well, football.
It's going to be a good week, and good things are going to happen. Let's start that way.
Indeed they are. Football. It's football season, Dr. Braccio.
That's right. That's right. That things are good.
Let's talk about a good topic as it relates to our children and as it also relates to us as managers and owners of businesses and dealing with folks. And that's lying. And I know there's the lying with malice that can really cause some problems, but the little white lies or the distortions or the hiding of true fact can also be challenges.
Well, I think in life, if you see someone who's wearing a hat that you don't like, that looks really odd, but the person loves it, you don't really want to come out and say, ooh, what an ugly hat, okay? You can always use the word interesting or whatever you might say, but that's not the kind of lying that we're normally talking about that causes problems. It's the type of lying that's really deceitful, deceptive. And if we're dealing with a child, okay, a children, we have to make sure of what we're modeling. You know, are we being truth tellers, if you will? Or are we setting up punishments so severe that the child would rather be lying, take the risk of getting caught, than telling the truth? And these are things that parents often don't think about. And there are also things that I think as we lead a life, we have to also realize, why would a person lie? There are some people, like I said, are deceitful. They like deception, but there are people that just kind of get into a habit sometimes. They start saying things that aren't true. They say things just to get out of the obvious. And I think in those cases, the person themselves has to really start taking a look at themselves, okay? And also, if it's someone we love and care for, we might call them on it, too, and just say, you know, that's really not true, or that's not how I remember it, that type of thing. Because lying is one of those things that once you get into it, it's an easy thing to continue using. And the old saying, you know, that lying has short legs, I think it's really true. But it's something we all have to work on. If we want our children to be telling the truth, then we have to tell the truth. If we want children to tell the truth, then we want to make sure we're being reasonable, setting up reasonable standards if they're doing something wrong. In fact, we do have a free audio download, I might add, Tony, at our website, Dr. John B., which is Why Children Lie, where we specifically, you know, do talk about that topic. But lying is a big issue. And another thing a person has to remember, when you're lying and someone catches you lying, that relates to you. That's who you are. And if people see you as a liar, they're not going to trust you. They're not going to want to deal with you at a business point of view, at a friendship level, or even a family level sometimes. You know, truth is a very important thing. You're best to say nothing than just come out and tell a lie, because like I was saying, lies have short legs.
Lying is one of those challenges we face. Another challenge that is being faced out in Missouri, in Ferguson, Missouri, is that of anger. And in a topic that we're going to be talking about for the next couple of days, starting tomorrow, Dr. Braccio, it's anger. And we're going to be approaching that from a different point of view. We're going to approach it from the aspect of why would this incident, which most people don't have all the facts to, lead to other people trying to take advantage of the situation. But let's go with anger. Obviously, it was a terrible situation. A life was lost. A family will be changed forever. And the person who did the shooting, that police officer, same thing. This has caused a lot of anger in people to hit the streets. What's caused this anger to boil over?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I think if something happens that you feel is unjust and unfair, I don't think there's anything wrong with going to the streets and protesting. What's happening there has gone way beyond that. The sad thing, regardless of how you want to look at the causes, call it what you will, are people destroying businesses, their neighbors, you know, community, you know, centers, places where people go and buy. My son and I were talking, and he being a psychologist also, we would just say, it'd be like if something happened in our neighborhood that we would go out and destroy Eastwood and Frandor. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. So regardless of what anger you have, to destroy the hometown businesses, destroy your neighbor's businesses, it just doesn't make sense. And that's kind of the sad thing, because it would appear that regardless of the motives of the vast majority of people that may have some legitimate concerns, that you also have a group of vandals. I mean, people that just take advantage of a situation like this and really do a lot of destruction. And that is really a very, very unfortunate thing. And unfortunately, so often we appropriately are looking at, why are people mad? What's going on here? And we then kind of almost overlook some of the horrible behaviors that occurred that become completely out of line. And you also said something before. In that case, we really don't know all the facts. We'll have to wait and see. But anger is a overpowering thing. When you get a crowd together, you get the lynch mentality. You get the individual, the quiet watchmaker, all of a sudden begins chanting and screaming, yelling, and throwing things. So a crowd is very different than the individuals that make it up. It's kind of, can be a very scary, scary entity, Tony.
Dr. Braccio, I've seen many cases of anger or out of frustration for one's own life or one's own situation, which causes them to lash out at others or at other situations. How do you get someone to get their anger under control?
Well, people really have to deal with their anger appropriately. Anger is a really powerful emotion, and if you really want to do foolish things and stupid things, then let your anger control you. It's even biblical. You know, an angry person does foolish things, and I don't think there's any question. So when you get an angry person that is feeling frustrated and they get to the point of extreme, they often will do things they would never do if anger were not controlling the person. I always make the point that anger is far more destructive to the person who's angry than it is to the person that they are angry at. And part of being a successful, call it a civilized person, an effective person, is being able to tame, control the anger and channel it in a way that you can bring about the change you desire in yourself or others, or otherwise even learn how to just stay away from problem areas and problem people that can help generate anger in you. But ultimately, it's the test of the individual not to let the anger in effect destroy them.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. It's very, very informative and insightful. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Have a good day.